fat swiftful dog, stick in the sun, stone cold swamp man, slow motion, Nintendo Pokemon Leafs Walker, precious birthday fudge, swamp knife, bull nail, Walker Dun Dun, Lee and Hapua, we couldn't care fewer, it happens all the time, we beat Okibo, Lee and Hapua. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo. Hot liquor, stone jack, bitter toothless flesh, shabby pimple chin slime, evil milky rash, me and Harpoo, spastic dead-eyed hound, who's in dreadlock skull cow.
We'll help you party down.
We couldn't care if you were. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo. Me and Hapua. We couldn't care if you were. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo.
So much for being a part of this whole thing. It's just incredible, man. Incredible. Other than that guy, it was incredible. No, really. Unbelievable. Thank you, really. Anyway, I'm going to just leave you with this last little story about something that I was kind of dreaming about last night. It, of course, takes place with our old friend Jimmy, who you know so much, in the outskirts of Gamehenge somewhere. And on this particular day, Jimmy is in his house, and as you know, what I was just singing about was Hapua, the evil man, and Gamehenge and all that stuff, and you know what's going on. But on this particular day, our good friend Jimmy is sitting on his couch in his house, and he's sitting on his couch, and as he's sitting there, he starts to drift off into sort of a dreamland. And as he drifts off into dreamland, he's kind of eyes rolling back in his head, and he's drifting off, and he starts to have this incredible dream. And in this incredible dream, he realizes that he can fly. So he looks forward at the window in front of him, and with his mind, he lifts up the window because he's in this lucid dream. And he starts to go out the window, and he goes out the window, and he's flying along, and it's just the most beautiful, deep, amazing dream he's ever had. He feels like the air underneath his arms pushing as he kind of pushes up, and it gets better and better. Everything is crystalline and crisp around him. He can smell the beautiful, clean air, and he pushes with his arms, and he feels himself flying, and he goes up and higher up into the air. As he flies, he realizes he's sort of flying through time and through space all at the same time, so that everything is kind of blending into one. And as he flies along, he comes over and he starts to fly over the Clifford ball. And he looks down on the Clifford ball. And as he flies over, he gets this incredible energy from this audience, all these people that were here hanging out, and all the people up at the ball square just beaming up towards him. And he feels himself kind of turning into this mass of beams of color and beams of sparks flying off his arms. And he just looks down and he thinks to himself, what an amazing weekend it's been.
Yeah.
lot, everybody. I hope you come back next year and see you.